KRTR mobile.
N0TR, this is KR4AAE. Good morning. Good afternoon, Tom. How you doing?
Good, Stephen. Let me turn my radio down here. I lost you yesterday just all at once.
I don't know what happened there. Could have been just roll. I probably was going through a bad spot over there towards the dump. Maybe. I don't know. Or it could be my radio. I have no idea right now. I'll try it again a little bit later. How you doing over there? Having fun with you in a bit.
I just went down and had an echocardiogram down at the hospital, a routine one. The heart doctor just sends me now and then. There were so many months, I guess. Frequent flyer to Greenville lately, or to Greer, I should say. But, yeah, it just went completely dead. And the only time I've seen that happen is usually when I get in the shadow of Paris Mountain over by Locust Hill Road over there, I think it is. And then if somebody bumps a button on their mic or their radio. So I wouldn't be surprised if maybe you knocked it off frequency or something, because it just went completely kaput.
Good to know. I think I was over there by the Locust Hill area a couple days ago whenever we were chatting. That's probably about right. I was in that general vicinity. Don't exactly remember where, but I'll have to run through the gear and check it and make sure everything's good and secure, and maybe I'll just make it a point not to bump any more buttons on the radio by accident, but who knows, as clumsy as I am.
Hey, we've all been there and done that. Transmitted on the wrong repeater. Shoot. Well, how's your day going? I'm fine. I had to stop by Walmart Market. And any Walmart parking lot's the most dangerous place on earth.
That Walmart parking lot is pretty dangerous. Yeah, I'm doing good. My heart skipped a beat earlier when I went to hop on the HF, and I said, what's going on? I was like, I'm not receiving anything. I'm not hearing any noise. And I think to myself, oh, no. I was like, please don't tell me my radio is broke. It can't be because it's too new. And then I look over and I say, oh, it helps to connect the antenna to your radio to transmit or receive. And I just kind of sat and looked at myself and said, okay, here we go.
Safe than sorry. I was on a little bit last night in, I can't remember where I talked to. Oh, I talked to a German special event station, and that was all. There wasn't much on. And the night before, I talked to a guy for 16 minutes on conversational Morse code on 160. Oh, brother, he put me through the mill at 28 words a minute, and I operate that fast, but usually it's just a standard contact. But no, he wanted to have a conversation. That's difficult, especially if you haven't done it in a while. But I got her done, like Larry the cable guy, and it was enjoyable. He was up in Pennsylvania, and I just did it for the fun of it. But there's going to be a 160 contest on this weekend, but most people do not have 160, and in my opinion, it's not a very good band. It's a winter band, and you can use it then, but most people just don't have the room for such a thing. My antenna's 265 feet long, Steve.
That's a very long, that's a very tall antenna, or long antenna, whichever way you're running it. I think I can get 160 on my little vertical I got back here, but it's noisy as heck. I've done this a couple times, just scanned over to 160 just to see what's going on, and yeah, the noise on there just makes it just difficult and exhausting. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to stay up 160 for a long time until I get a different house and I can put the big, large antenna up in the yard somewhere.
This is N0TR. Yes, Stephen, it is extremely, so it's worthless in the summertime, but it is a winter band. I don't know if anybody ever told you that or not, but that's the way it's most of the time described. and the noise levels go down in the winter, so you might try it again. I do hear groups that get on there regularly and have chats, and most of them are old-timers and friendly. And 40 meters is a good band at night, but the higher bands at night usually deplete a lot, but 40 is good, 80 is fair, 160 so-so, but you got that right. But give it a listen. The further it gets into winter, the better it will be. But, Stan, nice talking to you. I'm just right here getting ready to turn off of Highway 14, and I only live about, half a mile down the road. So I'll let you go, and it's been my pleasure today to talk to you, and you have a safe and great rest of the day, sir. KR4AAE, and Gerald TR73.
You too, Tom. Nice chatting with you. Hope you have a good Christmas and a holiday season if I don't talk to you anytime soon. But yeah, look forward to chatting with you later. N0TR, this is KR4AAE, and I am clear. 73.